Okay, here we go. Three short ideas on Parshas Korach. Maybe a little bit of Avas Yisrael. A learning should be in Schus for Fush Shleim about the Tzvibar of Kabadia. B'soa Shechoy Yisrael. Davin Henach Mordechai B'fer HaSimcha. B'soa Shechoy Yisrael. Spor Leia B'chaya Masha. B'soa Shechoy Yisrael. If you look in the Parsha, Perek Yilches, Pasuk Ches, after the whole showdown with Korach and Moshe, Pasuk says, V'yidaber Hashem al Aram ani hine lesad yilchas mishmeres trumasai l'chol chadshe b'nei Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, here Aaron, you are in charge of the kahuna, you are in charge of the truma. These are all the gifts. And Rashi says on the spot in Yud Ches Ches, V'ani hine nesati l'cha b'simcha. L'shon simcha huze. Hine is a, the word hine is a coda for simcha, as we saw in the pasuk earlier in Shemos. Kigon, kimo, hine hu yotzi l'krasecha, the racha samach b'libo. When Aaron HaKohen went out, and he saw his brother coming out, he had a joy in his heart. And says Rav Nosson of Breslov, this is not just a stam thing that Rashi is telling us here, that Hine is a code word for Simcha. Says Rav Nosson of Breslov, the schar that Aaron got because he was happy for his younger brother, who is now going to take out Klai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. As the pasuk says, V'ra samach b'libo, he had sincere and genuine care and joy in his heart for his brother. That is in merit of that. He was zocha to be have the kahuna. The same way he was zocha to have simcha for his brother's leadership and his brother's advancement, therefore he was zocha to be able to have simcha in his own kahuna. He was zocha to be able to be the Kohen Gadol. The second idea from the Biala Rebbe, a few psukim earlier, the second to last pasuk in Chamishi, the pasuk says, By Aaron's staff, right? It started sprouting, and it sprouted almonds. Aig mal shkedim, says Yitzchak Yaakov of Biala, the Biala Rebbe Divrebino. The praise of Aaron HaKohen here is that at the end of the day, his entire essence was vayigmol, lashon gamal, lashon gemilus chasodim. He was always looking to make peace, like we know in next week's parsha. That all of Beis Yisrael was crying for Aaron HaKohen. He's always looking to make peace. Vayigmol shekedim means he's always looking to be able to make the fruits, to make sure, looking for the next opportunity to care for Klai Yisrael, to search for them, and to grow for them, and to be moister nefesh for them. And finally, the third and final idea, I think this is very apropos, as to Shabbos Kodesh, the Shabbos is Gimel Tammuz. We know Gimel Tammuz is the Lubavitcher Rebbe's Yartzeit, Zichus Yigun Aleinu. So the Rebbe writes from his father-in-law today, Beis Tammuz, in his Hayom Yom. Alter Rebbe writes in his Siddur that it's very appropriate to say before the morning prayers and probably before every prayer, before every tefillah, that a person should take upon himself the mitzvah Va'av Torecha Kamocha. Says the Alter Rebbe, the Rebbe Rayat, the Lubavitch Rebbe quotes it, this applies to fulfilling the mitzvah Va'av Yisrael is the gateway through which a person is able to enter and stand before Hashem in prayer. And in the merit of this mitzvah, one's tefillos are accepted. Once tefillos are accepted, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that we care for His people, we care for His nation, and that's the ultimate goal for a father. The ultimate goal for a father is for our father to see that we care for each other. Maybe we could say that's what the Rebbe, that's how the Chabad is so successful throughout the world, even 25 years later, after the Rebbe's passing. His fruits, his shekedim is still everlasting. The story goes that the Lubavitch Rebbe was once sitting in his house in Crown Heights, and he knew that there was a chasna happening outside, and he didn't hear the initial concert happening, the initial of Odi Shama, and he found out that the chasna and kala they weren't so well off financially, and the Rebbe turned to one of his gabbaim, and he made sure to at the end of the, make sure no one knows who this is from, and you make sure that there's a band at the chasna, and that was the minig by every chasna. The Rebbe made sure that there was always going to be a band by every chasna. The Rebbe understood that every Jew is precious, that every Jew is a gem, that we're all part of the Rabbono Shlom, where every Yid says the Tanya is a chelek alakam yimah mamish. We all have part of God within us. We have Mordechai Shapiro last night here in Camp Marashah with us. His new song, One in a Million. Each one of us are one in a million. Each one of us have part of the Kadosh Baruch Hu inside of us. And that, in that perspective, that'll help us be able to grow in our Avodas Hashem, especially in the month of Tammuz, where these are the days to prepare ourselves for Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, to be able to make sure that we're caring and going above and beyond for each other. I'll just review these three ideas. We saw the beginning idea from the Rav Nosson Breslov, V'yidaber Hashem Aaron, V'nihinei Nesati L'cha. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Aaron, here the Kohen, here the Matanos to be the Matanos of Kahuna, the Truma. And Rashi says, Vihine is a Lashon Simcha, as we saw in the Pasuk in Shemos, Hine Yuhu Yotze, the Kras Chavaraz, Sabach Belibo, that Aaron HaKohen had real Simcha in his heart. And says Rav Nachman Abbas, the Schar that Aaron had in his heart for his brother, was that he was going to be Zoch to have the Simcha, to be able to bring the Matanos Kahuna, to be able to be the Kohen Gadol. The second idea we said from the Biala Rebbe, Vayigmol Shkedim. Why did Aaron HaKohen's staff sprout almonds? Because his entire life was Vayigmol. It was Gemil Chasadim. He was always looking for more opportunities to be able to bring Shalom to Klai Yisrael, always to bring Ava and to bring love and care and kindness for everyone. And that's what exactly what the Rebbe Rayatz in Hayom Yom, the Rebbe quotes the Rebbe Rayatz from the Alter Rebbe, says that a person should take upon themselves the mitzvah of Avos Yisrael before they daven. And in that schus, when our Father sees that we care for each other, we go above and beyond for each other, that we're happy for each other, then our tefillos are accepted. We should be zochah be'ez Hashem to always be happy for each other, to always be looking to grow, and specifically ben adam l'chavero, for looking for more opportunities, as the Moshe Kubrin said, a day of avodas Hashem without doing a kindness for another Jew is not a day of avodas Hashem. A day of avodas Hashem is qualified when we care and do things for others. We should be zochah be'ez Hashem to be caring and giving and loving to everything, everyone we meet. And be'ez Hashem, in schus of this, we'll be zochah to see the Rebbe very soon in Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh. Be'ez Hashem, to Mashiach Zakenu, good Shabbos.